Our scripture is Psalm 105:31. He spoke, and there came swarms of flies and gnats throughout their country.
Today's prayer. Father, today I will praise and revere your holy, holy name. You are the creator of all things, including the swarms of flies. Lord, you speak and the gnats obey. The flies swarm at your command. O Father, how awesome are the works of your hands beyond my understanding. Thank you, Father, for everything that you speak on my behalf. Amen. The thought for today. Just for today, think of a time when you were out in nature, camping or hiking or eating, when you experienced a swarm of flies or gnats. Now magnify that experience a thousandfold, and you will have an idea of what the Egyptians experienced with the plague of flies.
Today's action, look up the plague of the gnats and the flies in Exodus chapter 8 and praise God out loud. I always give my lovely wife the squeamies when I tell her how in my early days I worked for the Forest Service. And I used to clear trails by hand. And we would go back up into the backcountry carrying all our equipment and our lunch. And many times I would sit down in the middle of nowhere to have lunch, and I'd unwrap my sandwich and I'd set my sandwich down on the log next to me as I was getting my drink. And by the time I would turn around, my white bread sandwich was black with flies. Just totally covered with flies. And of course my lovely wife would always ask me, "How could you eat that?" And I told her I was young and stupid and I was working hard.
Today's treasure can be found in the book of Psalms, chapter 16, verse 7, which reads, "I will bless the Lord who's given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons."
Some final thoughts about prayer as we end this month's devotional series. Think of what prayer does. It changes the most inattractable stuff in the universe, human nature, and makes sinners into saints. It brings heaven to earth. It fights vice and fosters virtue. It rescues souls in peril and becomes the password at the gate of death. It will dampen the delights of heaven for some of us when we discover how much prayer did on earth and remember that we prayed so little. My wife is my prayer warrior. The other day, we were reaching one of our impasses, and my wife went into the back room and just got on her knees and started praying. And she came out. 5 minutes later, I received a phone call for someone, and they said they were going to pay us for some work we'd done, even though the contract didn't require them to do it. They just thought it was right. Answered prayer. God does hear you.
Yes.
And you're going to be surprised when you go to heaven how little you prayed on earth, how little you talked to God. You can open heaven's gates, but only if you're willing to take the time. God bless.